King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international ministry proclaiming Jesus Christ as Savior and exalting Him as Lord. This is Steve McLean inviting you to join us in a time of worship with beautiful music and the study of Scripture. We pray that through our time together, you will be drawn into a closer relationship with our Savior, Jesus. Stay tuned for a few moments of inspiration.
And forevermore, I will reign with Him.
One of the wonderful titles of Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Is there another title similar that we might suggest? Stay tuned, I've got a new one for you. We'll be right back after this great song.
I'm going to the rock.
To the rock, oh yes.
Of my salvation.
Gonna go to the rock.
I'm going to the rock.
To the rock, oh yes.
Of my salvation.
Gonna go to the rock. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock.
Where can I turn?
Oh, where can I turn?
When there's no one else I can turn to, who am I gonna talk to?
Tell me who.
When nobody wants to listen, who am I gonna lean on? When there's no foundation stable, I go to the rock,
I know that's able. I'm going to the rock.
Gonna go to the rock
of my salvation.
I'm going to the
stone that the builders rejected.
Running to the mountain, ooh, and the mountain stands by me.
The earth all around me is sinking sand.
On Christ the solid
rock I stand.
When I need a
shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Oh, yes.
Where can I hide? Till the storms have all passed over, where am I gonna run to? When those winds of sorrow threaten, is there a refuge? In those times of tribulation,
when my soul needs consolation, I go to the rock, go to the rock.
Gonna go to the
rock of my salvation.
Go into the
stone that the builders rejected.
Run into the mountain, ooh, and the mountain stands by
me. The earth all around me is sinking sand.
On Christ the
solid rock I stand.
When I need a
shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. When I need a friend, I go to the rock. Oh, yes.
In Mark 9, beginning in verse 30, we read, "They left that place and passed through Galilee. Jesus did not want anyone to know where they were because he was teaching his disciples. He said to them, 'The Son of Man is going to be betrayed into the hands of men. They will kill him, and after 3 days he will rise.' But they did not understand what he meant and were afraid to ask him about it." The statement Jesus makes that he would be betrayed into the hands of men and killed doesn't seem to be hard to grasp. I can fully understand why the disciples stumbled at the statement, "After 3 days he will rise." But why do you suppose the disciples could not grasp, could not understand what Jesus was saying? I don't think we can be too hard on them, because all of us have both the ability and the tendency to reject what we do not want to see, to misunderstand, to not grasp things that we do not want to be true. They were afraid to ask him about it. I'm not sure why. Maybe they thought this prediction will go away if we ignore it. I have discovered, beloved, that ignoring God is not ever helpful. If you don't understand something, maybe it's time to ask. But they keep their silence on the issue. The following tale is very interesting in connection to that. Jesus has told them that he is going to die, and the very next thing we read is this. They came to Capernaum. When he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" but they kept quiet because on the way they had argued about who was the greatest. In the midst of Jesus telling them of his supreme sacrifice that is soon to take place, they are having a petty argument among themselves about who's the greatest, and Jesus is not part of that conversation, nor part of the list. But it's quite evident they are arguing that they are the most important disciple, the one who should receive the most attention or the most glory. Now you can tell that they feel somewhat embarrassed or ashamed at this lack of humility. They kept quiet when Jesus asked the question, the silence of shame and embarrassment. You see, arrogance quite often will embarrass you. It's very good at that. And then in verse 35, the very next verse, it says, sitting down, Jesus called the 12. Now, I just want to mention that the reason that Mark says he was sitting down was that that was the position a rabbi would take to teach. So when Jesus sits down, it's not because he's tired, but because he is telling them, I'm going to speak now. You need to listen. You probably should take notes. And he says this, if anyone wants to be first, he must be the very last and the servant of all. Oh, they all wanted to be first. There's no if about it. Jesus just simply tells them how to accomplish it. If they want to be considered great in the kingdom of heaven, he says that comes from being a servant. Jesus does not abolish ambition, beloved. He changes it. He changes the ambition to rule into the ambition to serve. Oh yes, it's a hard sell because in our flesh, we reject it. We think the sign of success is for other people to serve us. And we have failed to recognize that Jesus, the creator of all things, came and served all mankind. He came and served his creation. Now, no one could argue that Jesus is the greatest in the kingdom of God. He is the King of kings. He is the Lord of lords. And beloved, he is the servant of servants. Yes, he would, before too long, be washing the dirty feet of his disciples. Not just as an exercise or an example, but because it's just who he is. When you look at the ambition in your own life, do you have the personal ambition to serve? The personal ambition to go out of your way to take care of the needs of others, whether they can serve you or not. In the very next verse, verse 36, it tells us he took a little child and had him stand among them. Taking him in his arms, he said to them, whoever welcomes one of these little children in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me does not welcome me, but the one who sent me. What does it mean to welcome a child? A child is one who has nothing to offer, has only needs to be met, and can do nothing for you. When we can learn to serve those who can do nothing in return, who probably have no intention of doing anything in return, we are just beginning to get a glimpse of true servanthood. But understand, beloved, when we think we are lowering ourselves to serve others, remember these words, if you have done it unto the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. Now, if Jesus were to walk into your living room, you wouldn't think twice about getting up and offering him a glass of cold water, offering to wash his feet, or to make him comfortable in any way. He says, if you've done this unto the least of my brethren, you've done it unto me. And you see, it is the least among us whom Jesus quite often calls us to serve, because it purifies our motives. And in this way, we become more and more like our Savior, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the servant of servants. Boom, 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 boom.
Shall see Jesus in the air coming after you and me.
After
joys
me.
Ours to share.
Oh, what rejoicing in.
When the saints shall rise,
headed
for that jubilee
yonder
in the skies.
Oh, what a what a singing.
Oh,
what a day of shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory. Hallelujah. When we meet our blessed Savior in the sky.
Boom, boom.
When with all that heavenly host we begin to sing in the Holy Ghost, how the heavens will ring.
We're gonna join the song.
Millions there will join the song. With them we shall be praising Christ to ages long. Heaven's jubilee.
Oh,
what a singing.
Oh, what a singing.
Oh,
what a day of shouting on that happy morning when we all shall rise. Oh, what glory. Hallelujah. When we meet our blessed Savior, when we meet our blessed Savior, we shall meet our blessed Savior when we meet our blessed Savior in the sky. In the sky.
Boom, 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 boom,
doo,
boom,
doo.
Boom, 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 boom,
doo, 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 doo.
Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God. Lift up your countenance, for the victory is won. Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God, and give the glory to the Holy One.
Moments of Inspiration strives to bring you encouragement and a clearer picture of Jesus Christ and His will for your life. There's more information about this ministry available on our website, momentsofinspiration.org. On our website, you will find previous programs, sermons, articles, and a link to our Facebook page. We also offer a free modern English translation of the Bible. Just send us the request. If we can help you in your walk with Jesus in any way, please let us know. You can write to us at Moments of Inspiration, Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. That's Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. Or you may send us an email at moiradio@sbcglobal.net. If you miss the address, just visit our website and contact us there. That website, again, is momentsofinspiration.org. Thank you so much for joining us, and be sure to listen again at the same time next week to Moments of Inspiration.
And give the glory to the Holy.